Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is ValueSide Pre-Market for Friday, September 24. It's our look at morning futures, markets around the world, and the latest in corporate news. Pretty much a down day so far from the futures desk, with stocks and cryptos down, metals up at the moment, with bonds mixed. More on futures in just a minute. But first, our market comment. Nike announces plant closings, but don't worry, no U.S. jobs are lost. Well, Nike stock is down about 5% in pre-market trading this morning as the company announces that one of its major factories has been closed since mid-July and will likely remain closed for the rest of September and likely into October. But don't worry, no Americans will be idled. Now, if that sounds confusing, it's all just part of the modern American multinational company. Along with Apple Computer, Nike has been the leader in the move by American companies to place their production factories overseas. For Nike, this all began at the very beginning of the firm back in the 1960s, when the company first located its factories in Japan. But by the 1980s, they moved production to China, and that country has remained their largest producer for years. Today, Nike employs nearly 1.2 million workers in 450 factories located in 36 countries around the world. But by far the majority of those factories are located in China, Indonesia, and Vietnam. And one of the big three, Vietnam, has closed its factories because of a government lockdown to prevent the spread of the pandemic. So to answer our earlier point, indeed no Americans are affected, only Vietnamese workers have been laid off so far. Now, in last night's conference call, the task remained for Matthew Friend, Nike's chief financial officer, to announce to the listeners that indeed both Vietnam and Indonesia factories had been taken offline by those respective governments as part of the pandemic lockdown. Combine this with the difficulties in the supply chain, the Port of Los Angeles and Long Beach, incidentally, reported more than 70 ships at anchor waiting to offload earlier this week. Now put this all together, and you can see some of the problems that the multinationals are currently experiencing. And it makes one wonder, just how viable is the multinational model anymore? After all, if there's one characteristic of this new millennia, it is disruption. From the international trade disputes, to the pandemic, to natural disasters, and that's to say nothing of the international human rights issues. China, and thereby Apple and Nike, are still embroiled in issues relating to the working conditions for the oppressed Uyghur minority. Put this all together, and you have to wonder if there isn't a better way, a way to shorten supply lines, promote the local economy, and help national employment. Perhaps somebody will come by with that strategy. So turning to futures, Nike isn't the only bad news coming out of Asia this morning. China has apparently declared cryptos as illegal for their citizens, and as you would expect, cryptos are down hard as the result. Most commodities are down fractionally, as are bonds right now. Stocks seem to be moving somewhat higher, but still remain in the red a couple of hours before markets open. In macro news this morning, a positive reading on the Purchasing Managers Index from Japan. Now, you'll remember from yesterday that all the European countries reporting, France, Germany, Great Britain, and the Euro area, all had lower PMIs, with Germany and the Euro area having big drops. But across the world, on the Pacific Rim, so far both Australia, which reported yesterday, and now Japan, have improving Purchasing Managers numbers. Perhaps it indicates that that part of the world is recovering faster. But all the news coming out of Japan is not good. Japan is still flirting with deflation. Their overall reading on prices declined 0.4% for the year, just reported. Here in the U.S. shortly, we'll have the most recent reading on new home sales, and also no fewer than 3 speeches from members of the Federal Reserve. This includes Chairman Powell, Vice Chair Clarita, and Governor Bowman. This usually indicates that the Fed is preparing us for a new policy direction. Could it mean that the taper is really on? Now, the only major company to report this morning is Carnival Cruises. Their conference call is scheduled for 10 this morning, but already the stock is trading about 3% higher in anticipation of good results. And that's ValueSide for Friday, September 24. I'm David Revell. Please join me in praying for those left behind in Afghanistan. Thank you.